Kim Kozlowski. She's a reporter for the Detroit News. Kim, how are you?
Hello, Tony. How are you?
Very good. You are the author of an interesting story. It's titled Medical School Seeking More Body Donations. How in the world did you get the idea for this story?
Well, to be honest with you, actually, the University of Michigan invited me to come to their annual memorial service. So I attended the service a few months ago. And that was the seed that led to the story that was published the other day.
All right, before we talk about that story, talk about the memorial service, why they do it, what was it about?
Well, the memorial service is to bring together families who have donated their loved ones to the university, and also for people who are interested in perhaps doing that in the future, supporters come. It was attended by hundreds of people. Medical students spoke and expressed their gratitude to the families. There was a lot of emotion there. It was for people to, you know, come there and celebrate what their loved ones had done and also to help them bring closure and find support from one another.
Well, obviously, medical schools need these to train new physicians and to find cures for diseases, but I would imagine that's kind of a touchy subject to try and find support for. Tell us about it.
Well, indeed, it is. It's very sensitive because people obviously want utmost privacy when they do choose to make to donate their body to science. The medical schools go to extreme lengths to make sure that privacy is kept. In fact, I did request to observe students in the anatomy lab at all three of the state's medical schools, and they all declined my request because they wanted to keep respect among the families. And that's really something that's taught there. In addition to most medical students learn anatomy with these cadavers, but they are also learning how to treat patients with respect later on in their professional careers. When you go and see a doctor, you want to make sure they're maintaining a level of privacy and respect. So that's one thing that is taught.
Kim, you write that people donate for different reasons. One quote was pretty interesting. What greater honor can you bestow yourself than to donate your body so that medical students who are going to become better doctors? Also, folks donate because they like a school's football or basketball team.
Right. Most of the time, people's intentions are an act of selflessness. It follows up on sometimes people donate their organs after they die. This is another option that people might have to basically help further the education of students. However, there are some people who have motives that aren't always about altruism. They may just want to get into the school. They like the basketball team. There was even someone who said that I'm going to get into U of M if it kills me. Someone whose parents donated to MSU said they were green all the way. They really wanted to support Michigan State. So sometimes it's just people's support for the university or one of their sports teams. But lastly, sometimes family members choose to donate their loved ones' bodies because it is slightly more economical than either a funeral or a cremation. All programs differ in terms of what they offer. I believe a lot of them do require you transport the cadaver, but they all cremate, and sometimes they bear the cost of burying or returning your loved one after they are finished serving the university.
All right, Kim, what's the process for folks who want to donate their bodies?
Well, most of the universities would like it if they would sign up and basically fill out some paperwork. Each of the universities has a website where you could go and basically make your wishes known that way. Sometimes people just tell someone, their family member, their son or daughter or husband or wife, that's what they'd like to do. And oftentimes that is what's remembered in the wake of their death.
All right. Michigan.
So either or.
Yeah, Michigan, Michigan State, Wayne State all have programs. Interesting story written by Kim Kozlowski from the Detroit News. Go to detnews.com to see the entire story. Thanks so much, Kim. Enjoy your day.
Thank you for inviting me on today, Tony. Have a great day.